Chapter 5. How to Be Preserved from Deceptive Influences by Ellen G. White. Satan often finds a powerful agency for evil in the power which one human mind is capable of exerting on another human mind. This influence is so seductive that the person who is being molded by it is often unconscious of its power. God has bidden me speak warning against this evil, that his servants may not come under the deceptive power of Satan. The enemy is a master worker, and if God's people are not constantly led by the Spirit of God, they will be snared and taken. For thousands of years, Satan has been experimenting upon the properties of the human mind, and he has learned to know it well. By his subtle workings in these last days, he is linking the human mind with his own, imbuing it with his thoughts, and he is doing this work in so deceptive a manner that those who accept his guidance know not that they are being led by him at his will. The great deceiver hopes so to confuse the minds of men and women that none but his voice will be heard. When Christ revealed to Peter the time of trial and suffering that was just before him, and Peter replied, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee," the Savior commanded, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Satan was speaking through Peter, making him act the part of the tempter. Satan's presence was unsuspected by Peter, but Christ could detect the presence of the deceiver, and in his rebuke to Peter, he addressed the real foe. On one occasion, speaking to the 12 and referring to Judas, Christ declared, "One of you is a devil." Often in the days of his earthly ministry, the Savior met his adversary in human form, when Satan, as an unclean spirit, took possession of men. Satan takes possession of the minds of men today. In my labors in the cause of God, I have again and again met those who have been thus possessed, and in the name of the Lord, I have rebuked the evil spirit. It is not by force that Satan takes possession of the human mind. While men sleep, the enemy sows tares in the church. While men are spiritually sleeping, the enemy accomplishes his work of iniquity. It is when his subject understandeth it not that he catcheth away the good seed sown in the heart. When men and women are in this condition, when their spiritual life is not being constantly fed by the Spirit of God, Satan can imbue them with his spirit and lead them to work his works. I entreat that there may be a putting away from the life every action which does not bear the approval of God. We are drawing near to the close of earth's history. The battle is growing daily more fierce. There is a day appointed when men who have bowed to the mandates of Satan will find themselves the subjects of the wrath of God, when the judge of all the earth shall pronounce the sentence against Satan and his adherents. "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Take heed how ye hear. From time to time, we need unitedly to examine the reasons of our faith. It is essential that we study carefully the truths of God's Word, for we read that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We are in grave danger when we lightly regard any truth, for then the mind is open to error. We must take heed how and what we hear. We need not seek to understand the arguments that men offer in support of their theories, when it may be readily discerned that these theories are not in harmony with the Scriptures. Some who think that they have scientific knowledge are by their interpretations giving wrong ideas both of science and of the Bible. Let the Bible decide every question that is essential to man's salvation. Only by accepting Christ as a personal Savior can human beings be uplifted. Beware of any theory that would lead men to look for salvation from any other source than that pointed out in the Word. Only through Christ can men sunken in sin and degradation be led to a higher life. Theories that do not recognize the atonement that has been made for sin and the work that the Holy Spirit is to do in the hearts of human beings are powerless to save. Man's pride would lead him to seek for salvation in some other way than that pointed out in the Scriptures. He is unwilling to be accounted as nothing, unwilling to recognize Christ as the only one who can save to the uttermost. To this pride, Satan appealed in the temptation that he brought to our first parents. "Ye shall be as gods, ye shall not surely die," he said. And by a belief of his words, they placed themselves on his side. Thousands of streams.
When our churches will fulfill the duty resting upon them, they will be living, working agencies for the Master. The manifestation of Christian love will fill the soul with a deeper, more earnest fervor to work for him who gave his life to save the world. By being good and doing good, Christ's followers expel selfishness from the soul. To them, the most costly sacrifice seems too cheap to give. They see a large vineyard to be worked, and they realize that they must be prepared by divine grace to labor patiently, earnestly, in season and out of season, in a sphere which knows no boundaries. They obtain victory after victory, increasing in experience and efficiency, extending on all sides their earnest efforts to win souls for Christ. They use to the best advantage their increasing experience. Their hearts are melted by the love of Christ. We shall see the medical missionary work broadening and deepening at every point of its progress because of the inflowing of hundreds and thousands of streams until the whole earth is covered as the waters cover the sea.